Well, Athens may have its fill of dogs, but some animals are gone forever. Consider the great auk. The great auk was the original penguin. Long before actual penguins were discovered, the Welsh gave that name, which means white head, to these stately birds of the North Atlantic. And indeed, great auks did closely resemble penguins in body shape and lifestyle. In the latest installment of our series, A Gap in Nature, Tim Flannery tells the story of the bird's demise.
The great auk stood around 2 feet tall. While clumsy on land, it was at home in the ocean, where it presumably chased fish, much as penguins do. The inside of its mouth was bright yellow, and the only noise it was ever heard to utter was a few low croaks. It nested directly on the rocks of its island breeding ground, and its eggs were pear-shaped, which prevented them from rolling away. While at sea, the great auk was safe from human predators, but at its nest it was exquisitely vulnerable, so it had been hunted since prehistoric times. By the 16th century, fishermen were using the auks as bait, filling whole boats with their bodies. As human populations grew throughout the North Atlantic, the great auk retreated to remote islands to breed. By the early 19th century, its few encounters with humans can be described, as one naturalist put it, a squalid list of human ignorance and cruelty. Perhaps the very last auk to visit the Scottish island of St Kilda was captured alive. It was caged, and a few nights later strong winds blew up. The islanders knew nothing of this now rare creature, so believing it might be a witch, they blamed the winds on the auk, and next morning they beat it to death. By 1844, the few surviving birds had just one refuge left, the Icelandic island of Elde. In June of that year, a collector sent a party of sailors there to search for the remaining great auks. They soon spotted a pair, standing head and shoulders above the masses of smaller seabirds breeding on the island. Legend has it that the female was brooding an egg, the last hope for the future of this magnificent species. Pursued by the sailors, the great auks made a desperate attempt to reach the safety of the water, but one was trapped between rocks, while the other was seized just a few feet from the edge of the sea. Both were clubbed to death, and their egg, it is said, was crushed beneath a fisherman's boot. Today, some 80 skins and 75 eggs held in museum collections are all that remain of the great auk.
Tim Flannery is author of A Gap in Nature, Discovering the World's Extinct Animals. To see a picture of the great auk and other ex animals, go to our website, livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org.